Hello, everybody.
I just want to do a podcast and say who I think is going to win each sectional. But boys high school basketball here in Indiana. Starting with the 4A Crown Point sectional. My pick is Leinster. I think Leinster is going to win that sectional. The sectional at Portage, I'm projecting Valparaiso to win that sectional. The sectional at Penn, I'm projecting the host Penn Kingsman to win that sectional. At Elkhart Central, I project the Warsaw Tigers to win that sectional. The sectional over at DeKalb in Auburn, Indiana, my predicted team to win that sectional is East Noble. Once again, I project East Noble to win the DeKalb sectional. At Fort Wayne, my predicted winner is Homestead. The sectional at Kokomo, I'm going to project that Zionsville wins that sectional. The sectional at Carmel, I'm going to predict Carmel emerges victorious in that sectional. At Richmond, my prediction is going to be Connorsville. In the sectional at Lawrence North, my projection is going to be Warren Central. In the sectional at Perry Meridian High School, my projected winner is the Indianapolis Ben Davis Giants. In the sectional taking place at Brownsburg, my projected winner is Plainfield. In the sectional taking place at Center Grove, my projected winner is Center Grove. In the Columbus North sectional, I'm going to go with Bloomington South. Bloomington South. In the Seymour sectional, my projected winner is Jeffersonville. In the sectional being held at Evansville North, I project Castle will be the winner. Castle will win it at Evansville North. In the Class 3A sectional at Hammond Gavitt, I predict Griffith the champion there. In the Class 3A sectional at Calumet, I'm going to predict Calumet as the champion. At Jimtown, I'm going to go with Culver Military Academy. Culver Military Academy. At Frankfort, my prediction is Northwestern. Northwestern will win at the site of Blue Chips movie filming. In the sectional at Wawasee, my projected winner is Fairfield. I project Fairfield to win the sectional at Wawasee. Moving right along here, ladies and gentlemen, at Garrett, my projected winner is Angola. At Belmont, my projected winner is Marion. The sectional happening at Newcastle, my projected winner is Delta. I project Delta to win at Newcastle. In the sectional taking place at Crawfordsville, I am going to go with Crawfordsville winning that sectional. In the sectional at Owen Valley, I pick Edgewood. Edgewood at Owen Valley. At Guerin Catholic High School, I'm going to go with Rebuff Jesuit, alma mater of Alan Henderson. Rebuff Jesuit is going to win that sectional. At Danville, I will project Indian Creek to win that sectional. At Danville, I'm going with Indian Creek. In the sectional at Greensburg, I predict the host Greensburg squad to emerge victorious in that sectional. I need to plug my phone in here so it can charge. So that's why you're hearing a little lax in timing here. Once again, I said at Greensburg, I think it's going to be Greensburg winning that sectional. At Charlestown, these are in 3A, keep in mind. I didn't specify that, but at Charlestown, I think Brownstown will win that sectional. Cross that out, not Brownstown. I project Silver Creek to win the Charlestown sectional. Silver Creek. In the sectional at Washington, I'm going to predict Princeton as the winner of that sectional. And in the last 3A sectional at Boonville, I project Heritage Hills to win that sectional. Moving on to Class 2A, the Lake Station sectional. I project the host Lake Station to win that sectional. Sticking in 2A at the Winnemac sectional, I project Winnemac to win that sectional. Also in 2A at the Westview sectional, I'm going to predict Westview winning that. At Eastside, I'm going to project Adams Central, the winner of that sectional. At Oak Hill, I'm going to project that Wabash is the winner of that sectional at Oak Hill. At Delphi, my prediction is Rossville will win that sectional. I'm projecting Rossville at Delphi. Moving onward in the 2A sectional pairings. At Eastern Greentown, I predict Tipton as the winner. At Elwood, I predict Frankton as the winner. At Hagerstown in the 2A sectional, I'm going to predict Northeastern as the victor at Hagerstown. at Knightstown, site of the, not being held at the Hoosiers Gym, but I think Knightstown is the place where Hoosiers Gym is at. But I'm going to pick Shenandoah, 21-1 Shenandoah, to win the Knightstown sectional. At Speedway, home of the Spark Plugs, I'm going to predict that Heritage Christian wins the Speedway sectional. Moving on at into the 2A sectional. I'm gonna look, this page reloads and it kind of goes up and down, and so I have to click back and forth. That's why there's a little delay here. Sorry about that. At the South Putnam sectional, I project Monrovia to win. At the South Ripley sectional, I'm going to go with Southwestern. I project Southwestern, the victor of the South Ripley sectional. At Crawford County, I'm going to go with Paoli. I think Paoli will get the victory at the Crawford County sectional. At North, it's either Davies or Davies. I don't know which one it is. We'll say at North Davies, I'm going to go with Linton as the winner at North Davies or North Davies. Moving on, in the last 2A sectional being held at Forest Park, I'm going to go with Tell City. Tell City will win the Forest Park sectional. We are now in the Class 1A sectionals. At Morgan Township, I believe Couts will win the Morgan Township sectional. Moving on, the West Central sectional. I'm going to predict Covenant Christian of DeMott to win the West Central sectional. At Triton, I'm going to predict Argus to win that one. Argus, the Dragons. Once again, moving on. The sectional being held at Fremont, I'm going to predict Thortland Blackhawk Christian as the winner of that sectional. Blackhawk Christian. This sectional at North Vermilion, I'm going to predict North Vermilion to win that sectional. At Tri-Central, I predict that Lafayette Central Catholic will win at Tri-Central. At Wesdell, I predict that Wesdell will win. In the sectional being held at Try, my projected winner is Seton Catholic. I project Seton Catholic, the winner at Try. In the sectional at Clay City, my projected winner of the Clay City sectional is Bloomfield. Once again, Bloomfield at Clay City. In the University sectional, I think University will win. Moving onward in the 1A sectionals at Indianapolis Lutheran, I predict that the winner at Lutheran will be Central Christian. Once again, at Lutheran, My projected winner is Central Christian. In the Southwestern Shelbyville sectional, I predict Morristown. At the Borden sectional, I'm going to predict Christian Academy. Christian Academy. At the West Washington sectional, we'll go with Crothersville, or maybe it's Crothersville. Looks like brothers, so it could be Crothers, but it also could be Crothersville. I don't know. That's at West Washington, Crothersville. We'll win that sectional. I believe it's Lagoutte sectional, not Lagoutte. It looks like Lagoutte, but I believe it's Lagoutte. That's where the legendary Jack Butcher coached. And I predict Bar Reeves to be the sectional winner at Lagoutte. And last, but certainly not least, Larry Bird's going to be happy about my prediction at Wood Memorial because I'm projecting Springs Valley High School alma mater of Larry Joe Bird to win the Wood Memorial sectional. Thank you for listening, folks. And best wishes to all teams in the sectional. In the sectional, you can throw out all the records. A lot of times I went with the teams with best records, but sometimes not. You know, anybody can beat anybody in sectional time. So enjoy the sectional, and I hope all the teams try to make a deep tournament run and thrill their communities with lots of awesome games.